And Matt Bevan is back with us to tell us what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. One of the world's most prominent progressive heads of government, Justin Trudeau, is embroiled in scandal this week with demands from the Canadian opposition that he resign as Prime Minister.
Last week, I said that Justin Trudeau cannot continue as Prime Minister, given his unprecedented political interference in a criminal court case. I said he had lost the moral authority to govern. Today, a senior member of his inner circle has come to the same conclusion.
That's the opposition leader, Andrew Scheer. The issue is a scandal that has been brewing for a couple of weeks now. It's over a company called SNC-Lavalin, an engineering and construction company based in Montreal. It's over 100 years old and it employs 8,000 Canadians and tens of thousands of others around the world. And the trouble with operating around the world is that doing business in some countries requires some pretty serious ethical compromises. In 2015, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police charged SNC with corruption and fraud in relation to their work in Libya. They allegedly had attempted to bribe several public officials, including former dictator Muammar Gaddafi and his son, who they allegedly provided with $30,000 in sexual services in Canada in 2008, basically paying for prostitutes for Gaddafi's son. They also allegedly lied to Libyan companies in order to defraud them of over $100 million. Global News in Canada reports that as of the middle of last year, though, corporations are able to skip a criminal conviction and the consequences that come with that if they pay a significant fine to the Canadian government under something called a remediation agreement. SNC were hoping to get one of these deals, and here's where it gets political. Some aspects of the government were apparently hoping that they would be able to get one of these deals, considering the company is a big employer and has a number of big government contracts. The Attorney General, Jody Wilson-Raybould, the first Indigenous person to hold that office, was in charge of the prosecution. And she says that Justin Trudeau pressured her to drop the case and allow SNC to sign one of these remediation agreements.
He brought up SNC about jobs and the potential of job loss. And I will say, entirely appropriate conversations for the Prime Minister to bring up. What I will say is that the conversations turned to be completely inappropriate when there was discussion about the Quebec election, about the fact that the Prime Minister was a member of Parliament in Quebec. It was at that point that I immediately became concerned, and because I was the Attorney General, sought to have a conversation with the Prime Minister about the law, about the role of the Attorney General and the necessary independence that the Attorney General must have. The political concerns that were raised prompted me to ask the question of the Prime Minister directly if he was politically interfering with my role as the Attorney General. So at that point, my senses were heightened. The Prime Minister assured me that that was not the case.
She says she was also pressured by some of Trudeau's advisers. Subsequently, she resigned her job as Attorney General and then resigned from Cabinet altogether last month. Everyone denies wrongdoing here, but there is clearly division inside Trudeau's government. Yesterday, the Treasury Board President, Dr. Jane Philpott, a Cabinet official, resigned, saying that she'd lost confidence in the government over this affair. And clearly, there's also problems for Justin Trudeau publicly. Here he was in a speech about climate change yesterday, where he was repeatedly interrupted by protesters.
I understand her decision to step down, and I want to thank her for her service. I want to thank her. Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Trudeau is also under sustained attack from the opposition.
Last week, Jody Wilson-Raybould lifted the veil on the corruption around Justin Trudeau and his highest-ranking officials. She told Justin Trudeau to stop. He did not stop. And when she didn't do what he wanted, he fired her. Jane Philpott's resignation from Cabinet clearly demonstrates a government in total chaos, led by a disgraced Prime Minister, consumed with scandal and focused only on his political survival.
The next Canadian election is in October. Justin Trudeau is hoping to be elected for a second term. From his election in 2015 onwards, Trudeau has pretty consistently been leading national polling. But last month, even before this scandal broke, the polls started to dip. And in the latest results, Trudeau's Liberal Party is up to 9 points behind the Conservatives, which is catastrophic for him. We'll have to see if he can do something to turn this around before October. Otherwise, he's likely to be a one-term Prime Minister.
Yeah, Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevin, it's 9 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.